All right, we are streaming. What is up?
Are we?
Gamers, what is up?
Are we really?
Minecraft community.
What is there, like, how do I, you can only activate ray tracing on the thing?
Only on Windows 10 version of Minecraft, and only if you have an RTX card, too.
That'd be crazy.
So, I'm quite lucky. What's up, guys? Yo, Mr. Kyle, yo, Chunky. What's up?
Man. He ate a lot of cake yesterday, so getting ready. Getting ready for a sickening BM.
Are these hoppers? Oh yeah, they are. Is this really live? Yeah. Why? Coding overloaded? Turn down video setting?
Oopsie.
Got RTX Minecraft. It is lagging. Oh shoot, that's not good.
To be expected where you're doing some big caliber right now.
Coffee today? I had my coffee earlier. I probably will get more coffee though.
Day's coffee, no?
Coffee though? It's still lagging? Okay, hold up. Let me just temporarily close the game. I will not admit defeat yet though. How do I even exit this? Stupid freaking idiots. Okay.
Would it kill you to be just a little bit nicer?
Yeah, that's not good. Your initials are CP.
I need to change my name. You been had to change your name. Name terrible. Who calls himself Cringe Panda in 2020, bro?
Hotkeys so I can
come up with a cool name. Like a retard. That's a cool name. Ow, my ear. What's wrong with my ear? Ow.
Okay, and I need to turn you up, like, a lot.
Okay. Yeah, you can turn me up.
Soldier boy. I'll crank this soldier boy, and then we'll be in business.
Up in it. Oh. My bedroom.
Never too late
so
to change your name. I had, like, 100,000 subscribers, and I had changed my name. Alright. This name is still Mark Nazi Dicey Metaphysics. What is this gonna be?
I've come to learn that what we name our stream later, it seems to be, like, premonitory. So, I don't know.
Okay, what do we want to summon today? The semantic magic.
CBT is the cure to depression.
Okay.
Okay, I made a bedroom. It looks interesting.
Okay. Voting overloaded. Well, that's just craft. Guys, how do I make this work? Yeah.
But that's my thing. I react to cringe. If that's your idea of content, that's retarded.
More specific,
What do you mean? You gotta put what you are in a specific way in your
OBS is
name?
getting overloaded by ray tracing Minecraft.
It's
Perhaps
like
I'm
calling
asking
your
for too much.
right-wing commentator Soph. That's her new name now. No, you talk. I don't know. Come up with a cool name. React to cringe. That's the most 2016 commentary channel idea.
Yeah.
Just come up with a name, man. You're being lazy creatively.
Don't name yourself anything bear related.
Yeah, that's a good call. Typically, great call is to not name yourself anything bear related.
Yeah. That's always a good idea.
Or you go the opposite route and call yourself a little cubby, little cub. Yourself Carlos Maza. Was your teacher's name? Jogan? Jogan. Yeah, name
Yeah,
yourself Jogan.
Jogan. Jogan. What is going on, fellas? I'm trying to run Ray Trace Minecraft while I stream. It's not going well. Does anyone know how to
Racist
work with OBS? Yeah, I'm trying to be racist
Minecraft?
in
sounds like a good call.
Gabe Itch.
I thought of becoming small bear. That's even worse.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
That is actually, I didn't think it could get worse, but it did.
But it did.
That sounds even worse. If bear wasn't bad enough, you added in small, which is like a Shwan head thing. I want to kill myself. You're like just stacking terrible things on top of each other.
Yeah.
Not that Owen Benjamin and Shwan head are awful or whatever. It's that the words that they use are typically associated with other things.
Oh my gosh!
So you
Ah!
probably shouldn't do that.
You
Probably shouldn't do
probably
that.
should not do that, if I'm being honest.
Because Owen Benjamin, why are you gonna name yourself after another guy? Oh my God, man.
Yeah, the second I get into a
Frickin'.
game, it starts having some trouble.
Might as well name yourself frickin' what was it, like a Sammy Sonic fan 20 what was his name?
Oh
Frickin' Fricks?
yeah, you might as well name yourself Frickin' Frick. Yeah.
No, not that. That would be cool actually.
Okay,
Or like a Barbara for you to see Owen Benjamin fan
it's
2020.
working now.
Name yourself that if you're gonna go do that.
Hold the fort. Upscaling.
Sammy Classic Sonic fan. Yeah, at least it has the word classic in there.
Yeah.
Throws in a little identity.
FPS. Oh.
Actually almost went for Barbara for you to see too. Yeah, because you're retarded. Oh, that runs smooth though. Ah.
Oh yeah. I can't believe I'm actually getting 60. But for you guys, it's probably more choppy. That's just the way it's gonna be.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't. I'm not particularly crazy about it.
Some blocks look like completely different. Like, yeah, glass is just crazy mode. This.
Yeah, glass, pretty crazy mode, but I don't know. Don't see much of the. I don't like shaders in Minecraft. I don't like shaders anywhere, actually. Hmm. Like, at least, like, CBT? EBT cards? What's his name? CBT card, you put it in, get some CBT.
Yeah, I enjoy both crust and like crazy blown out butthole style. Explosive piss rocket. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, that's actually funny. Piss rocket. We have names. Let me go on the ideas doc. Link me to ideas doc, cause I'm new.
Oh right.
Starshine glitter, too vague. Also, too much like glitter, that sort of wording. It has like the, it's typically summoning. What's the name of that, manic pixie stuff? And that is like overcompensating for the immense darkness.
Yeah.
So don't try to do that. That's not too cool. Name yourself something cool. How was that?
Yeah, I'm not surprised there's a pedo called Gary Glitter, honestly.
Who let the dogs out?
That one occurred to me while I was editing the stream highlights. Because I get, like, sympathetic retardation. I, like, go in that mode just from watching it. What to say when the hemorrhoids explode? Ooh, let the dogs out. It's so retarded.
Marcia Cutie Pie, but retarded and from hell.
Yeah. Yeah, that is basically what we're describing right now.
Oh, dude. Pants on head retarded. Oh, yeah, with the zero there. Why do you, like, are you coming up with terrible names on purpose?
I think there are other worlds I can...
It's weird, because she's self-aware about the, like, imitating Barbara for you to see thing, and she keeps doing it. Oh, man, those chunk loads are... brazy.
Mm-hmm. Getting chunky with it.
I don't know, nothing related to Owen Benjamin or Barbara for you to see or derivative of anybody else that already exists. Come up with something new. What is wrong with your brain that you started trying to think of Millie Bobby Brown and you thought of Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. Something horribly wrong. This.
You wake up in your own body today?
Yeah. Why am I sore all over? I just woke up.
I just woke up. I didn't even do anything. Some genius just named himself Anarchy. And followed us.
Genius alert. Found a real certified genius. Now how do I swim fast?
The leveler.
I'm still smoking crack. Why can't I fly? Igor, Igor, Igor.
Glitter pixie shine. You go talk to them. They're telling you all sorts of things. I wonder how many. There's 60 people watching right now. Probably 15. Probably 10 males. No, what kind of things that girls named Glitter Pixie Shine tell you when you go talk to them? Promise I'm not gay, 64. I don't know what the 64 is there for, but that's cool. The master bedroom.
Oh, it looks crazy.
It do be looking crazy, though.
Is there any way to hide this, like...
No idea. Call yourself Obama.
How long does it take to build this kind of stuff? Minecraft.
Obviously.
That's not an answer.
Wow, that one was brutal.
Yep.
You both probably have some kind of gastric issues. Because we can really smell it. Smell it?
Can really smell it.
What's wrong with
you? Terrifying.
Ha ha ha.
I'm dropping like 40 something.
You dropping big red ones?
Dropping big red ones. Going to like 20 for y'all guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just can't do this.
Can't stop dropping big red ones.
Yeah. Your name is not Joe Bryath, though.
That's better than Crunch Panda or Small Bean or whatever the hell you wanted to do.
Yeah, it is, but your name.
You didn't make that. That's a... What's the guy's name? Pink Floyd thing? What? I don't want to use my name because the initials are BJ.
Barbara, that's not Joe your Bryan. Actual name!
Yeah, weird thing about people who don't... Who are, like... Who can't stand being called by their actual names. I don't know, identity issues. Red herring. The initial, what, Barbara Joe Bryant. Yeah, the initials are BJ for, why would you want the initials to be that? No one's gonna call you by your initials. Don't call yourself Barbara, that's sickening. You're imitating somebody. You know that. You keep doing it. I don't know how crystallized that stuff is, but like... Chunky fishy girl? We all thought it. You had to go there and say it.
That's not your name!
Retarded. We just said that. That's like me calling myself, yeah, I'm gonna name my account channel Eminem.
That like Eminem.
Yeah. Oh man. Who are you? Oh yeah, I'm Eminem. No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm so Eminem. You would.
I like him a lot. That means I am.
Oh,
him.
Oh, mama. What the frick, man?
What's wrong?
All right. This is pretty laggy for you guys, so I'll go to regular Minecraft.
Gonna quit farting?
Yeah, I'll quit farting. I'll fart more later. I just had to fart a little bit now. Then give me one, please. Just use your real name, idiot! If you want to go for...
You can come up with one. I'm not gonna do your job for you. You're just like, you continue to do it. Because you before you were letting Owen Benjamin and Barb before you to see pick your name, and now you're outsourcing the job once more. You're letting someone else give you an identity. Go freaking make one for yourself. No, you're not. You're saying that so you don't have to pick up that can. Don't outsource the building of your own identity. If you think you're mentally ill right now, dude, just wait. It gets way worse. They call me the motivator. If you think you're mentally ill right now, just wait.
We're at a smooth 60.
All the people I watch on YouTube are Roblox gamers and they have stupid names like mine. Why do you keep looking at for other people to come up with your identity? Didn't they give you the psychic games when you were young? Aren't you supposed to have a high IQ? Your IQ is probably higher than mine. Wasn't your father a Nazi? Or your grandfather, rather? Your IQ is probably higher than mine.
Yeah, probably.
And you're still both retarded. Of us. Good vibrations.
Nice one.
Wait, the song Mark Dice? Oh no, it's Mark Wahlberg. Sorry, almost the same. Couldn't tell the difference, honestly. Mark Dice and Mark Wahlberg are so similar. They're both Jewish. Sorry.
Have you listened to Carole King or Velvet Underground? No.
I know that Velvet Underground, isn't it gay? Or am I wrong?
Maybe I don't know, gay. Yeah, those things sound gay to me.
Velvet Underground might be gay, I don't quite recall. But I do not quite recall, so let's hold off on any, homophobic remarks.
Ah. Ah, it's too powerful. Letters.
It means cognitive behavioral therapy. I don't know what people are talking about. Cognitive behavioral therapy is the cure to... That's it, boys. We killed Obama. Racism win. That's it, boys. We killed Obama. Racism has won. Finally.
Can't be that hard. Like, what's the problem with using your real first name? Because I think that's the least objectionable thing.
You have your face on there.
Yeah.
Your first name is less of a threat.
Yeah. You already have your, like...
Just use your real first name. Unless you're terrified by because of some pathology that you have, which is probably true. Which, as I see, has become likely. A lot of women do that. I've known several. You did have the thing where you called yourself a different name so you could fit in better.
Yes.
Sophia used to pretend she was a man. It's very common.
Mm-hmm.
She still does.
When I need to.
When I need
to. Oh gosh, that's horrible.
Hello, fellow penis haver. How are we doing today? No. I have my face with a wig and makeup, even my friends. Aren't your friends 10? I don't know how retarded you think people are, but they can make you. Oh no, I seem to have that name. What do I do now?
Nothing. Great music. This is from like 94 Stereo Lab, yeah. I need more good music. I've like found 15 songs that are good. But I need more.
I wish I had changed it for the Mark Dice shout out. It doesn't matter. The people who are.
Doesn't matter. I changed my name when I had, what, like 700,000 subscribers?
And you still got up to 1 million afterwards.
Yeah. Literally does not matter. And it'll be better because people will be less, like, repelled by the retarded name.
Yeah. The Mark Dice, like, the people who came from Mark Dice already subbed to you. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Fringe Panda. I don't know. I feel like she's giving every single excuse that is unrelated, so she doesn't have to say that she's got identity issues. I suspect that that's the case. For some reason. Just put in first name. I don't get what the problem is with real first name, but...
Yeah, me neither.
Killing Moon, Echo, and then Bunny Man. My girlfriend likes Echo and the Bunny Man. I don't care, Barbara, for you to see being Slovenian. What the hell are you talking about? Nobody cares about that. Nobody knows who Barbara for you to see is here, except you. Matter of fact, more people know who Owen Benjamin is here than Barbara for you to see. For sure. My wife and I have an Echo and the Bunny Man song as our song. So gay. You're like a homosexual with your wife. Straight and married 30 years, so F off. Dude, you and your wife are both gay.
Oh, man.
You and your wife are both gay. Homo. How do you feel about that? Being gay homosexuals with your wife? I'm gonna wait a while until I'm really glad that I'm not gonna get I need a mask to have the courage to speak. That's called a coping mechanism. It's palliative. It doesn't fix anything. You're gonna be like that forever? I feel that you would never have survived the golden age of IRC trolling. Hey, don't get mad at me because you and your wife are gay for each other. I'm just telling you the truth. Don't shoot the messenger. Just say whatever you think. Stop being terrified all the time.
Yeah, what are you gonna, like, listen to demons to tell you to be scared? Yeah, okay.
Is that, like, your game plan? Plagiarizing YouTubers forever? To talk about trans people? Oh no, come on.
What can a trans person do to you? Kill themselves? Seriously.
I'll kill myself to show you. Oh no. Can't believe that. I'm really glad I'm gonna take a lot of time to get to Revelation because I feel like every time I start looking into any of that stuff, the crazy esoteric stuff, mm-hmm. immediately my girlfriend starts having like weird stuff happen to her, and you too.
Yeah. Hey, I'm in work in here.
What are they gonna do to you? Kill themselves?
Yeah, seriously though, like, why do you need a mask to speak?
Sounds like a cliche. Sounds like something you convince yourself of.
Sounds like something that has like a movie character line or something.
Yeah, sounds like you're gay. You know how I know you're gay? You're quoting yourself right now. You're not speaking anymore. Whoa, that's interesting. That's an interesting phrase. You're quoting yourself at the same time you're speaking.
That's interesting.
Sounds like that. That's what it sounds like. Saying something extremely pithy, that is something you said. Then it's not pithy. Normal. Nobody cared who I was until I put on the mask.
Yeah, exactly. Learn an acting class about mass. Yeah, you also learn an acting class how to be transgender. You're gonna listen to those people?
My change to Askit is my nickname, IRL. Who calls you Askit? Yourself?
Askit?
That doesn't sound like a real nickname.
You sound- OH DIAMONDS! Like you sound like somebody I knew who would have people call them the name that they were not because they had an identity disorder. And you know who I'm talking about.
Repeat yourself, exactly.
You sound like someone I knew who had people calling them a name that they were not because they had an identity disorder.
Dude, that's every girl. It's super common.
Yeah. Actually, that's not my name. I just lied to you for no reason about that. What? I mean, okay.
What did you call yourself when you were JTEX?
I don't even know. I went with like 20 different names.
It was like Colin
names.
Or something.
Yeah, Tyson? So weird names, like name jumping every 20 seconds.
Yeah, I'm
not
Phil.
Literally, but yeah, just making up identities.
I'm Jacob Rothschild. Oh. Nobody cared who I was until I put on the mask.
Yeah.
Sounds retarded to me.
Is that one of your mental illnesses? I lost count. What?
How many IQ points you've lost? From being retarded? Shoot macaroonies.
Finding a lot of redstone right now. Do you need any anymore?
Oh, nah, but get it, because it's good. Always good.
I'm gonna put the stuff back. In. I'm gonna get some coffee.
Oh! Sophia, what's wrong with you? Why do you have to hate black people?
It's their fault.
Good answer. Good answer, champ.
You asked me if that was one of my mental illnesses. I lost count of how many I have. How many of those are by taking meds that, like, corrupt doctors prescribed you?
Yeah, and how much of that is, like, over-categorization? Like, just, like, the OCD addiction and, like, anxiety panic disorder, which, like, ends up being all the same thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold up. I'll be back.
Yeah, bats are retarded. They should have a use of somehow. They do nothing. Yeah, who calls you Askit? And that's not even a cool name. Does anybody call you Askit? Your parents probably don't. Ow, my ear, ow. Yeah, better than Cringe Panda for sure, but if you're gonna change it, you probably should change to something you're gonna keep forever. Yeah, your name becomes Dang. The best medication is God. The best medication, if you're doing bad, pray a rosary. Pray the straight up rosary. Look it up. Look up how to do it. Do it. Get it done. think behavioral therapies that don't acknowledge the source of the behavior is abusive. Yes, it is. That just means it's like, it's training you to keep doing what hurts you. It's cringe if you need morphine after taking a 30 mil to the chest. True.
Yo.
Maybe I'm panicking over nothing. Maybe. Make it all manageable. Golden. Oh shoot. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no, what have I done? Oh my. I came up with the name Cringe Panda 2 years ago when Barbara for you to see wore a panda hat and made vids named Try Not to Cringe. Yeah, why did you say then that your name was Cringe Panda because you reacted to cringe? Just get rid of that name. You know it's related to like some weird obsession you have with this girl. Now I would have chosen something to do with space? What do you mean space? Change it. Something. Come up with something. Just not some derivative. I love space, UFOs, stars. Yeah, I'd be aware of that. Don't be playing around with UFOs. Stuff's not good. Princess Astra? That sounds psychotic.
Right, I'm back.
Check the chat.
Alright, what's going on here? We going full mental breakdown yet or what?
He's sort of psychotic. I would name myself Princess Astra. You know we don't agree on the origin of UFOs. I think they are from space. Alright, hold up. Check that out. Check. The Owen broadcast tweet.
Okay.
Not you.
I
Jabba Jam.
Oh.
I forgot her name. She has no name.
All right. Jabba Jam. I can't stream ray tracing. It goes to like 20 FPS.
Yeah, it kills the kills the idiot.
Need a much bigger idiot machine.
Why's my mom throwing a bunch of wood against the wall? That's what I'm smoking. I think it's psychotic to call someone psychotic and evil to call someone evil. I don't know. I think it's not that simple, probably. And I'm like, I've read the goddess stuff. Me and Sophia have both read the goddess stuff.
Goddess stuff?
Yeah, I'm a goddess. Yeah, I'm gonna sprout wings. From the video, the script I edited for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So the like UFO Princess Astra stuff sounds boogie.
Yeah.
Oh man, bad vibes.
What?
Guy named ECCO just followed us, and his profile picture, what is that, a fractal? You know what ECCO is, right?
No.
It's like a alien religion thing. Earth Coincidence Council something. They control everything, they orchestrate everything. Something like that, that's the theory. So, yeah. Aliens are demons. They're not from space. And they're not your friend. There's an ECCO in here? Yeah, of course you know about that. Your dad's probably done DMT.
Yeah, I don't know if I like your dad. That's a weirdo.
Control office, yeah. Earth Coincidence Control Office. Yeah. Okay, yeah, what does your dad tell you about aliens? Does he tell you that they're cool and some of them are neutral? Is that what he's telling you? Some are evil, some are good. Some are neutral, some just don't care, you know. You're told to stay away from DMT? Okay, then you know what aliens are about. I used to make DMT? Of course you did.
Of course you did. Oh my gosh. Of course.
Okay, ECCO, I'm gonna ask you one question and one question only. Are all spirits that are not in accordance with God evil? Better yet, are demons real? But yes, but there's more types. Some aliens are demons. No, all of them. Of course, who told you that? Let me guess, your dad. Yes. All demons are evil, Echo? Even the djinn?
Oh man, it's good coffee.
Was it abduct? Every alien is evil, and demons.
No good alien.
Jinn are demons, that's right. There's more than one group of demons. Yes, they're all demons and they're all evil.
Never believed in aliens, but hadn't thought of them being demons before you said it.
They're yeah,
like so much supernatural stuff is real, but it's demon trolling. Straight up.
Echo is hyperdimensional, supposedly not extraterrestrial. Way different implications. Oh, no. For me, it means the same thing.
Either way, this being wants to rape me.
All others are demons. No, entities you see when you take DMT, and they talk to you and tell you to kill your friends, and they do psychic surgery on you, those are demons. I'm not calling, like, people demons. If you disagree with me, you're a demon.
Like, yeah, we're... obvious.
No, I'm talking about actual demons here that, you know, try to rip your soul out from you and put you in hell forever. That sort of thing. Do you think any alien is good? Can you name some? Do you think there are aliens that are good? DMT doesn't do that. You got another thing coming. How many people think DMT is cool? In chat right now, because let me tell you, it ain't.
Takes like 2 minutes to figure that out. Like, just a couple, just like, you can read as many accounts as you want and you're gonna come to the same conclusion. That, I'm gay and retarded.
I look up what you said, immediately I come up with UFO religion.
Pardon right now.
It's not for everyone by any means. You think I don't know your
reverse psychology? You stupid freaking Fritz!
I've heard you talk a bunch of times. I'm not talking to your physical body right now. I'm talking to your spiritual body. I've heard you speak. You're talking to the same person, by the way. I've heard you say this.
Yeah. Good and evil are just a balance, and you probably couldn't handle it. You're not ready for it yet. I mean, you'll come to the truth on your own. Actually, no. I need to tell you everything.
You think somebody falls for that? It's not for everyone. Maybe, yeah, it's for you, right?
Because you're so smart.
Strong.
Uh-huh, because you can withstand it. Yeah.
You're retarded. You've suffered brain damage. You're possessed.
Demons don't exist.
Peeps.
Good luck. You're going to have a fun time. Man, dealing with that.
You know, I would tell you to do DMT and tell me that again.
Yeah, except I don't want you to, like, go.
Y'all are projecting shadows right now? I'm not projecting them. I certainly don't make them. They exist.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, explain to me how that works. Are you gonna wave this away with Jungian psychology? How does that work?
No aliens are cool.
None.
The not ones that show one. Oh my god, this beautiful egg and its life, and it was just these beautiful, oh, but then I looked at the side and they were doing psychic surgery on me. It's always the same thing. They're snipping away. Yeah. That's cool, Harrison. Did you come up with that? Because if so, that's pretty nice. Oh, that one is old? Oh, okay. What's the deal with Saturn? Do you open yourself up to demons by going on pole? No. I don't. No alien is cool.
I mean, if he did go on pole, he would be, but we don't go on pole.
Of course they would show you beautiful things. They want you to like them. And they want you to think you can become more than you. Like, you're supposed to do that? No, you're supposed to pay. That's all the... You're supposed to redeem yourself, and that's it. Do everything good. Advance. Don't try to skip. Don't skip steps. No aliens are good. What did you say? Pleiadians? Pleiadians? What's it, how do you even say that? Pledgerans. Okay, what's the thesis? How quickly can I get to, like, the UFOs are a manifestation of God and they want you to kill your kid? How quickly do I get to that? Pleiadian message for 2020-2021. Oh, cool. Pleiadian spiritual?
Yeah, the guy freaking left. Still here. Did you just ignore what we said?
Bruh, God told someone to kill their kid. This is you. I'm gonna do an impression of you. Nope. God in the Old Testament was so evil. He was, like, mean. You learned the devils were real from your Semitic book, did you not? Don't lie.
Stupid idiot. You know, Jews are not Semites. Jews disappeared 2,000 years ago. So the reason you hate them is not because they're Semitic, but because they're not Semitic. They're satanic.
You think you need the Bible to notice that there are demons? I haven't read the Bible. I'm in, like, Kings 4. That's not even 1/4 of the book.
Yeah, that's not even where we learned it from. We were already onto that before, like... Because we encountered it.
Demons exist, pal.
It's full lemon Starkey.
Good then. Well, anyway. Yeah, tell me what these alien races are good. Why? What are they up to? Exactly. What do you hear from them, by the way? And what do they tell you to do? Because both of the ones mentioned had messages and, religions. Up to love? What do you mean by that?
Why do we attract these sorts of people? It's weird, I feel like this is coming to a head of some sort, where we keep, like, interacting.
I'm gonna start killing these people.
Yes, I guess.
They are advanced but violent. Where did you hear this? Because you really gotta stop listening to the freaking insane schizophrenic crap your dad tells you.
Your dad is a schizo. Straight up.
Damn, I'll leave. I just asked you, what does it mean to be up to love? It's not just my dad. Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of schizophrenics in this world. I read this on my own. Where? All I want to know. Where'd you get this from? Ick. Love evil.
Yeah. That's what I want to say.
Uh-huh. I'm not dropping that. I'm so interested in that.
Where did you read it from? Why are you being so...
Every time somebody talks about you, you try to put, like, press to figure it out, and they, like, avoid it. Or they completely lie. I'm trying to figure it out about aliens. Maybe some of them are good, right? I'm not allowed to say.
By who?
It's a lie. Whoever told you that, wherever you read it from.
Because I've heard that a lot from people who are talking to demons. Oh, if I say it, they're gonna appear and I'm gonna get raped.
Maybe you heard it from the horse's mouth. Maybe you've been in contact with that thing. But it's a lie. Of course they would tell you that they're good. That they're beings of light and energy. We know about aliens from the wicked deeds of the non-whites. Is that your whole entire metaphysic?
Soph knows. She doesn't know that she knows, but she knows. That stop being vague.
You sound like a schizophrenic. They are not beings of light. What are they? I'm never high.
Yeah, milk better than juice? What about the wicked deeds of the whites? You can't just pretend that doesn't exist. Or I guess they're perfect.
They are flesh and blood. The beings of light are demons. Okay, the flesh and blood. I'm thinking that the Pleiadians are Nordics, from what I've seen here. You're saying Nordics are aliens? Oh, okay. The Pleiades is a star system. Okay, get to it. What's the point? Let me cheat and tell me how it flies in the face of Catholicism real quick. Let's get to that, because that happens. They're going to tell you that they're good and, you know, they can really display it because they're powerful. Never said it did. You didn't, but I know it does. Like, talk to me about it. Talk to me about it and think about it and try to figure it out.
What is poryomania going on about?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. None of these people are clear on what they mean.
Yeah, that's kind of universal.
Your name a B.I.G. reference or what? Yeah, that's what I... That's vague? No, I don't know. What's vague? Because my conception of demons is pretty clear. All of them are demons pretending to be good. Some of them less effectively than others. We're trying to help humanity.
Well, this give me bad vibes. Yeah, not surprising.
Yeah. Is this like a cult? Are you going to get like attacked if you don't cite a source for this information? This is the crazy thing.
Why do people get so freaked out about having to explain themselves? What?
Just say it.
Yeah, please.
Oh, I can't say
please
it.
Please explain
Why?
Yourself. This is
what kind? This is cult. What kind of retarded person you got your information from that you cannot cite your source? Are you saying FBI sources, or are you saying, no, I can't tell you. You wouldn't be able to handle it, or the entity I spoke to told me not to tell you. Because if it is
what,
a good
source
it's going to tell
being?
You...
Was it a being? Was it a book? Was it a website? Was it...
If it's a source that is good, it's going to tell you, use my information, but don't say that I said it. That's what anonymous sourcing looks like. But the information itself...
I can tell Soph in DM. Okay.
All right. This is crazy. So, schizophrenics with diagrams. I actually have before. What you mean? The beings under the, like, the Hollow Earth stuff? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, the freaking sci-fi books.
She knows. Just be clear. What are you scared of? I'm trying to, like, learn anything here, and nothing ever comes of it. Last time, we tried to figure something out, about occultism in Nazi Germany, and the guy emailed us saying, the most we got out of it was a guy emailing us saying we were retarded, didn't know anything, and he just told us everything we already knew. Like, is there any useful information coming from this stuff?
I don't think so.
I really don't want to talk about it in public. Why not? Watching too much Star Trek. No, listen. Poriomania, Echo, and, yeah, you two. Give us info.
Yeah, we're ready for your crazy truths.
You guys might not be ready. You guys aren't strong enough. It's never useful. It doesn't help. I'm just trying to learn. Tell me the truth. I'm really interested. No negativity.
No negativity. Never.
I'm trying to flashlight.
Yeah, this is simply a demonstration.
There are some shadow people skulking. Ask a 9 vague question. All I said was the Pleiadians are a type of alien. Are they good?
Are they good?
Can you tell me that they're good? And if so, why are they good? Where did you hear about them, by the way? Did you have a personal experience with them? I think they are good. Okay. What do you base that on? I'm trying to learn. I'm just asking questions. Tell me. For Christ's sakes, man. I'm not meant to be talking about it. Okay, who forbade you from talking about it?
The Pleiadians? It's
bad for my mental health. I think they are good because they make me think positive thoughts or inspire me to think positive thoughts.
Oh.
Is that it?
Just send me a DM, whatever.
Because if that's it, then demons do that. People have taken DMT and had wonderful experiences, and it always ends up as, well, something's happening behind it that they can't figure out. Don't be falling for that trick, man. That's bad for you. Because they seem cool. Of course they would seem cool. They want your soul. It's a trick.
You think they can't pull that off? Like, are people who take DMT ever productive? Or are they like the weirdo who smokes crack and sits on his couch all day?
Like, making diagrams.
That should tell you. Yeah, making schizophrenic diagrams about eyes and whatever and triangles. Like, that should be a good
Mario Mania, yeah. whatever that's a psychic crutch for, whatever crack in your mind that they have gotten into, they're tricking you. None of that makes life better. All I'm saying is that no aliens are good. And they're not space traveling magic beings. For just physical beings. They're demons. They're demons. That's what I'm saying. Every single alien is a demon and no demons are good.
Dude, you gotta be open-minded. You're cool. You just gotta... Never. I think I'm
Are you doing DMT, Poryo Mania? You sound like you're doing DMT. Are you taking DMT?
What do you need to define?
Yes or no?
I'm not defining productive. No, that's derived from falsism. You know.
I haven't done
having
it.
A job, having a family.
Support. Yet. There you go, buddy. Yeah. That's how you do it. Oh, why are you gonna take DMT?
It's fun.
Where did you get that idea in your head? Who told you to do that? Aliens also? No. The aliens are demons, and you have to know what they are. Otherwise, you're just skulking in darkness, and you don't know what they are. Because I'm curious? Oh! There are things you're not meant to know. Because knowledge you haven't earned. Plenty of things you have not earned.
Yeah, curiosity used to be considered a vice.
Your brain, your rationality, it's built into you with limits for a reason. You're not meant to be going above and beyond your human limitations by using crazy stuff. Especially when you already think that aliens are cool because you're right in the teeth of Hellmouth. There's been beings simulating dimensions within God's true universe. Jesus trying to break our true form, which is our souls. Okay, that much I am cool with. Man, this is crazy. This is some of the craziest stuff. Seeing how many people are, like, getting into that stuff?
Mm-hmm. It's really insane. Crazy. Volumes of people destroying themselves. I think it's fun. Funny.
Curiosity. No. Why would you do that? It's such a great risk you're playing. You're gambling on your soul. What about the DMT in our brains that causes us to dream? You know when it releases en masse? In your death. And you're not meant to bring about your death earlier than it should. Don't kill yourself. And birth, yeah. It's almost like the story of Adam and Eve. One to be like, God has a moral to it. Oh... I'm like, seriously, how many people in the chat right now have done DMT or plan to do DMT? Big time. It's important. I might. That is probably one of the worst decisions you can ever make. I don't do it anymore. It was before I got saved. Cool. Good. So we playing around with that stuff. Porio. Sorcery is forbidden. And that might, like, screw you up permanently. It's not something you can think back from it. You can figure it out. But I love the idea of magic. You're retarded. Who said you're meant to be doing magic? Who gave you that power? Do you want to just have it? Because if you're going to go the quick route, you know who's open to that. It's not God. I'll do what God wants me to. Sorcery is forbidden.
Yeah, he does not want you to do that.
He does not want you to do DMT.
You can have experiences with him without doing.
God wants you to do magic? Are you smoking crack? Very biblical. Great idea.
Yeah. You know all the people in the Old Testament who are, you know, casting spells, doing magic.
Right. Casting spells, some fireball, some frostbite from Skyrim. Joe Biden, you said that exact line yesterday, I think. When does our technology start becoming sorcery? Oh, I mean sorcery as in the ingestion of pharmaceuticals, pharmakia. People in the Old Testament scapegoated people. Oh, quit dancing around. The frickin', you're doing oral law right now. Yeah, I guess they did it in the old. Jesus Christ. They will literally put their sins on an animal to avoid becoming self-aware. First off, that's retarded, never been a thing. And secondly, those kinds of sacrifices stopped. They were taken away. Not a kind of sacrifice God accepts anymore. He stopped accepting that. Ah, well, if you want to go kill yourself and talk to demons, go ahead.
Bye-bye. What? You want to see Moloch? I don't think you do.
Who you guys
I see? Don't think you do.
What do we see? I don't know. I think we see those things for what they are. Demons trying to trick you. You're going to be so powerful. You're going to be casting spells. Like, how do we even want to do that? I don't like Oculus Rift. Why would I want to do spells? See what you guys see? We don't see anything. Except when it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Other gas giants and all stars are the gateway through which they come in from the planes of light, which isn't good. Yeah. I mean, see your perspective? Simple. Become a Catholic. Everything becomes very clear. Clear as day. No DIY. Some things are concrete. Cannot do away with them.
Huh.
Torture rack with a fire poker.
Yeah.
Oh, always like that. I'm gonna cast a spell. No. Every time I look up, like, Pleiarens or whatever, I'm seeing all these huge diagrams with 40,000 words on them.
They're really bad at making diagrams.
Like, there's not a single schizophrenic with good graphic design skills. Oh, my God. Edible.
It's so horrible.
Read your Bible, read every historical version. Read Douay Rhymes and the Book of Enoch for good
reason. Reading every historical version? First of all, that's not possible. Second of all, yeah. That's just going to confuse everything.
Yeah.
That doesn't provide any clarity. Why would you want to be reading from things that are corrupted?
Catholicism. Go for Catholicism. Keep it simple. Don't try to play God. Don't try to be a deity. What are you, crazy? Is the Ignatius RSV version corrupted? I don't think so. There's plenty of good ones, but we go with the ones that English-speaking priests use, which is Douay Rhymes. Which is just an English version of the Vulgate, which the Vatican uses. And has used for hundreds of years. See ya. Bottom line, don't be doing no DMT. Don't be playing around with that. Some consider it a Gnostic text? Well. The Testament of Solomon, you can read it as, man, playing around with demons gets me in really bad places. Or you can read it as, whoa, cool spells. Which is what Crowley did. So, beware of that. Just read it as, like, because there's a lot of real stuff in there. I'd rather not associate with Roman Catholic Church, lots of molesters and pedos. More in the public schools and the ones that do molest children, priests, that is. They're gay. And they're only there because the church was basically forced to accept gay people. I think Satanists after the texts, probably. Who's calling me Carson? I don't even know. What kind of topics should we Google search on 4chan X? Antarctica. I mean, yeah, there are pedophiles in every religion, but the reason that it became so such a big thing with Catholicism, one, because they hate Catholicism, and two, because gays, because there were gays, they had gays as priests. Hey, but you can't even mention Islam, because that's so much worse. Nothing in Catholic text says pedophilia is okay. But the Talmud does.
And the Quran does. The Quran does, yep.
So what's up with that? But why, if Jews have it in the Talmud, why don't they just catch them? Why is there no reports of that? What do you think Hollywood is? And beyond that, every single, like, community of Jews, they don't, when something happens, they're forbidden from calling cops. They have to figure it out within their own community, so you don't hear about it. No crimes come from that. So you're never going to hear about it coming from Jews. They don't report it. They deal with it with their special Jewish police. Not even kidding about that.
Special Jewish police? Yeah, it's funny, but it's also real. So that's
the and public schools, of course. Pedophilia numbers on that one. Oh, crazy.
Because you're never gonna find like something, especially because it's so like they're out to you know kill it and injure it.
Yeah.
There's never gonna be an organization that does not have like corrupt people in it because this world is corrupted.
Muslims are just very enthusiastic, very misled Christians. Islam is basically an extremely fringe Christian heresy. This is something I thought about, that the Jews wanted a warrior messiah and they got one. His name is Muhammad. And Muhammad wanted to kill all of them. Islam is basically the punishment. It's punishment. Am I a sinner if I ask forgiveness for sinning consciously? A sinner you'll always be. You can be forgiven. God's forgiveness does not ever escape you. If you're looking for it, go confess.
You ever seen the X Conspiracy Iceberg? Well, there's plenty of those. They're funny.
Yeah.
We kind of made our own, too.
They're very funny and very interesting. They'll go to hell for doing something I know is a sin, but then asking for forgiveness. If you ask for forgiveness,
if you confess, you can always go to confession. matter what it is.
Genuinely, and confess. No matter what, that's the craziest part. Because, what do you think, like, you can still be forgiven no matter what. Because Jesus, he had God's knowledge, and he thought, yeah, worthwhile to die from. Even the murderers and the prostitutes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, yeah, he asked forgiveness for the people killing them while they were killing him.
If you think of mercy of God is, well, the mercy of God is limitless.
No, I'm very like a certain like mental phenotype now. Mm-hmm. These same like catchphrases. I can't talk about it because this is gonna happen. This bad thing is gonna happen.
I can't talk about it. Don't want to talk.
I can't stop you, but you know.
Even as scrippers, Jesus walked with them. Always gotta remember that one. Good one, Lead Belly Dan.
But be very, very careful if you hear someone talking about good and evil are just a balance, or, you know, the thing I believe in is too esoteric, you just couldn't handle it, or, you know, it's not for everyone. The truth is not for everyone. Or, you know, I'm a mixture of 9 different things. These are all, like, red flags. I'm incredibly anxious right now. I just drank an energy drink and now my nervous system is sensitive. You need to direct that energy somewhere.
Want to go for 15 more minutes?
And yeah. Then
wrap it up. All right. Health and disease are just a balance. Right? Right. I bet it's a balance. Your stream did what 12 rules for life couldn't?
You just went really quiet all of a sudden.
How's this?
Wait, say something?
How's this?
Still kinda quiet.
How's this?
Okay, that's good.
All right.
Interesting, interesting times.
Which church fathers should I read? All of them? Time I should. Alright, let's go for 3 more minutes because I'm about to burst.
About to burst?
Yes.
With what?
Fecal matter.
Oh. That's funny. That's phony.
That's be phony though. I don't know. Every time I try to figure something out like this.
You have to poop.
The people who know who are supposed to know about it. Can give me exactly nothing of use.
Mm-hmm.
It's bizarre. Do you actually go to hell after you die, or do you create it in your life by sinning, or both? Both.
Oh. 70 people watching, it's really good.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean people like you, Echo. I mean, the ones who think it's good, they never seem to give any useful information. They just sort of imply it. Or they go, ah, I can't tell you about it. You couldn't handle it. Maybe you said that. That's retarded. If you did, don't do that. But yeah. Like, it's typically the information that comes from that sort of thing is not that crazy stuff I've heard before.
Yeah, probably it is a good idea to go soon. I gotta go on a walk with the family.
All right, want to wrap it up?
Sure. This was a good stream. Good Minecraft times.
It was interesting.
Mining diamonds.
Mining diamonds.
My favorite activity.
All right, everybody, have a good Sunday.